Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Where were you there?
Come on, man.
Where were you there,
Come on.
What happened?
Help me out.
It's a Friday morning. You made it. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
Okay, so we're kind of flying blind here.
Yeah, a little bit.
Sorry, but I don't want to get out of sorts here. You know, we're a show of regiment. It is currently 64 degrees right now. The heat is back on, 83 degrees today. We're looking at some storms in the early afternoon, maybe a little bit of rumble of thunder.
Okay.
Cloudy for the rest of the day, but after that thunder's over, it should be a pretty, you know, decent Friday evening.
All right.
Right? Just, you know, dry off the chair, sit on the deck. Hold on. We got to check here. Yeah, we got headphones. Look at that. Somebody must have been in the studio that we don't know last night.
Messing.
Yeah. Which makes Kimmy very angry.
Well, there's some settings that happened. I don't know. Too many buttons over here.
Kimmy goes full angry Kimmy mode. Was there somebody in a studio last night? There's a Dairy Queen covered in a garbage can.
Good detective work.
So, all right. Jazz Fest wraps up this weekend, if that's something you want to go do. It was a major night at Jazz Fest last night.
Oh, really?
Well, Los Lonely Boys was doing a free show at Parcel 5.
Okay.
And we were talking off the air. We think that Los Lonely Boys now owns a home in Rochester.
They must. Because that band was around like 20 years ago.
They had one big hit like 20, 25 years ago. And ever since then, they come to Rochester every 9 hours, whether it's Lilac Festival, Party in the Park, or Jazz Fest.
Yeah.
But people love them because, like, so I went down last night, not for Los Lonely Boys.
Yeah.
But I got there at like 7, and you could not find a parking spot.
Wow.
It was bananas.
Really?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, it's the economy. Nobody's got any money.
Well, it's a free show, so actually.
And the gas is too high.
I was surprised. Despite the fact that there was not a parking spot, parking was only like 10 bucks a spot.
Oh, okay.
But I have Bill's game. PTSD, where it's $40-$50 a spot. But I went down to go see, I told you the other day, an artist I've been waiting to see my entire life, or the last 5 years. I was fortunate enough last night to go see Thundercat.
Everyone, you laugh at my music?
Okay, hold on, it's coming.
You want to mock my goddamn music?
It's the bridge. I'm sorry, it's bridging.
This is the Beach Boys?
By the way, how dare you, first of all?
Little surfer.
You literally
surfer
said
girl.
Pet Sounds was the greatest album you've ever heard in your life the other day. Here
there
it
is.
There it is. I mean, I love how you're pretending like you don't like it. No, look, you're such
a
dick.
I like 70s, but you mock my music. This is the same thing.
No, this is not what you listen to.
Yes, it is.
This is way better. No, you're like, bing again, bing back again. You're ruining Thundercat.
He's doing that. All right.
Okay, so Thundercat last night, and we talked about him earlier this week.
Slow funk.
Okay, it is kind of slow funk, but it's good slow funk.
All right.
All right, so I had the greatest night of my life last night. So he's playing at the Eastman. It's like one of the ticketed shows, right? And like,
slow funk and no AC.
Watching.
Sweating in my fabric seat. Feel that heat. Ooh, little surfer.
Oh, wait, when he came out with Brian, when he came out with the corpse of Brian Wilson, Al Jardine was there.
Al Jardine, every guy in that building looked like Al Jardine in a Tommy Bahama shirt.
We are so far,
ball cap.
We're so far past the weeds, we're in townhomes on Long Pond right now. All right, so for those who are unaware, which is almost everybody, Thundercat is, he like plays with everybody, Kendrick Lamar, the rapper.
He's a bassist.
Mac Miller, yes, but he's the greatest bassist maybe to ever exist.
Wow.
And this has been said about him and written about him. He plays a 6-string bass. He plays bass chords, which is like unheard of. It's insane. And as much as I love Thundercat, I had never seen Thundercat live. And what I saw last night was the most mind-blowing musical experience of my life.
Okay. I had a good time.
No, no, no. It wasn't just a good time. Like, the music was great. I have never seen, and I say this with complete sincerity,
yeah.
I have never in my life seen a more talented musician live than I did last night. Yes.
Wow.
It was stunning.
Stunning.
And I came to a realization.
What's that?
All right. There are three kinds of concerts you will go to.
All right.
All right. So there's obviously one, the concerts that you want to see, like artists mm-hmm. that you love, right? For whatever reason, you love their music. You're excited to hear songs that mean something to you. They're just good, according to you, artists. Then come the legends.
Okay.
Maybe you're not a diehard fan, right? But that person is a
piece of
history. Yeah. Like you went to go see Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
I didn't even care what he sounded like. It was just the fact that I was in the same arena as this man.
Yes.
Right?
Right, and I get it. Right, you're witnessing a living piece of history.
He's a knight, you know.
Sir Paul. Mm. And then last night, because this was really my first experience with this, they're seeing a master of their craft.
Right,
they do things with their instrument that you don't think are humanly possible, and you are watching with your mouth open because you cannot believe what you are seeing.
Jaw dropping.
No, I mean, like Tommy, I'm not exact. Right. It was a borderline religious experience for me last night.
Wow.
Like I am just.
So your kids must have hated
they,
it.
They are. So my youngest loved it. My oldest hated it because like he has like two or three songs that kids between like, I don't know, 15 to 25 might recognize.
Mm.
Right. But he would do the beginning of the song and then when it would hit the bridge, he would go full like jazz fusion bass.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh my God.
Yeah. So your daughter's 14?
14.
Oh, God.
Bro, the pout
what
face.
Torture this had to be.
The pout face was on.
Pout face? Fart. He's listening to old man fart music.
Old man fart
music? That's all I can. If I'm 14 and I'm watching this bass fusion guy bore the crap out of me.
How are you?
Like, it'd be like my old man taking me to some music or something he loves but nobody else likes.
I mean, everything to her is old man fart music.
Right.
Anything you listen to is old
fart.
Man fart music.
By the way, old man
is pure fart.
Old man fart was playing the Gibb Street stage while Thundercat was on. We didn't even get to hear old man fart.
Oh God.
No, I'm telling you, man. Like I'm still riding like this adrenaline
high. Well, look at that.
So
you got your money's worth.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But it was one of those things where it's like. Also, those artists that I've listened to this guy, Thundercat, for like, you know, 5-10 years.
Yeah.
But I never had the opportunity to see him live. So I didn't even, it was like a surprise, too.
Okay.
Like, I knew he was talented. I didn't know. It was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Good.
You're such a dick. By the way, Kimmy, the board, apparently, folks are writing us. Nobody heard it.
Heard what?
Sorry.
No, it's not you. I'm just telling you, the music that you were making fun of.
They
just heard us making fun of music they could not hear. So, but I think what might have been the funniest part of this show last night.
Yeah.
Because I had actually, that's the first time ever I had been to a paid Jazz Fest show.
Oh, wow.
I'd never been to a Jazz Fest show.
Like an indoor set.
Yeah. I was going to the free shows, baby.
Yeah.
I want to see Los Lonely Boys 7 times. So I was unaware that, like, the first 10 rows of the theater are for, like, the people that buy passes for the whole week.
So those are, like, VIP people.
And then, I guess there's, like, a ticket you can buy that gives you access to every show.
Yeah, there's the pass, like, that lanyard pass you can walk around.
Okay, so the first 10 rows are reserved for, like, those types of people.
Those are the real fun people.
They're, like, diehard jazz fans,
yes.
Right?
Which they're me. It's a bunch of me's.
It is a bunch of you's. So the balcony and the back of the theater were all diehard Thundercat fans.
Okay.
The front of the theater were all 60 to 80 year old youths.
Yeah.
That were not they did not understand what they were about to see.
Be quiet.
And watching. The best part of the show was watching Thundercat. The close second best part of the show was watching the faces of the people that showed up with the passes. Because they
go to everything.
God, Tommy, I was howling with laughter watching these people, like, because they were making like the beginning, be like, they like trying to like figure out a way to get into it, but like a lot of his timing is weird too, so they couldn't figure it out. So then it was like a realization that this is what it's going to be the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was like faces of like looking at their partner, husband or wife, like, hey, we're here, and then like the face of like, oh.
And you got about an hour and a half of that.
I paid $10 to park. I'm staying for the show. Oh, whoa, who's it? What was the fart artist we just said?
I'm sorry?
The fart artist we just said. I forgot his name.
The fart.
Old man farts. What was it, Kimmy? What was it? Did we forget the joke we just made 10 minutes
old
ago?
Old man fart music?
There we go. Doesn't matter.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. Show's off to a great start this morning. We can't play music. Kimmy doesn't. She doesn't know how to work the headphones. We got people writing us, telling us how to do our show. Thundercat has left town. All is lost.
Oh, God.
Trying to figure it out.
There isn't an artist that you guys saw with their instrument where you, when you were done, you were like, oh, my God.
Oh, with Jazz Fest? Yeah.
No, I'm talking in general, period.
Yeah, I mean, there were a bunch of them, but they're like, you know, deep jazz guys.
New deep jazz guys.
You just did No, I'm sorry. You just went off on this guy's bass and you asked me a question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I go, oh, yeah, I could give you obscure guys.
I had asked you a question.
Nobody cares about.
I had asked you a question. Like, well, I mean, just give me one example.
Dave Brubeck.
Dave Brubeck. Yeah, I saw Dave Brubeck. Dave Brubeck. Take five, man.
And I got to see him right before he died.
Oh, God. I killed Dave Brubeck. I'm trying to be last. Showed up and Dave Brubeck died. By the way, that's how I know you're not even into jazz. Because people that don't know jazz, the only name they know is Dave Brubeck. Dave Brubeck, take five. Take it out. Like, Kimmy, is there a musician you have seen?
Yeah.
Well, she's seen, like, icons,
me.
Man.
I never knew John Mayer was so amazing at the guitar. Because, like, growing up with his music, it was pretty simple,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And then, like, when I saw him live in concert and he just goes off on these tangents where he shreds the guitar, I was like, holy crap, I didn't know. I had no idea.
Well, because you didn't go buy a ticket to see John Mayer. You saw him with Dead
No,
Company.
I did. I saw John Mayer. Like, I went and saw John Mayer once randomly in Pittsburgh, and he was amazing.
You know he's done stand-up?
John Mayer?
Yes.
No kidding.
He's gone up and done legit stand-up at, like, clubs in, I think, Los Angeles. I think you could find him doing stand-up.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he good?
I did not know that.
I don't remember, but I do remember him doing stand-up, like at a club.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I hate
him. But he's one of those guys,
no,
you know?
No, I hate him.
Why?
Stay in your lane, you dick.
Stay in your lane.
I don't get up
and shred. You can't be good at everything.
No, I don't get up and shred. Like, let's not pretend. Well, you know, I can do stand-up. Okay, John Mayer. Okay, what are you, Dave Brubeck? The other funny thing, too.
Yeah.
Because, all right, I used to take my girls to a lot of, like, free shows when they were kids.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, like, local shows. Mm-hmm. And we always had a good time. And my plan was to continue taking them to, like, bigger and bigger concerts. But then concert tickets got out of effing control.
Mm-hmm.
So that hasn't happened.
Yeah.
So this was, like, my girls' first, like, conscious concert ticket experience.
Like an adult, like, indoor sit-down.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that my girls thought this was going to be like song played, thank you, song played, thank you. You know, like a standard concert would go. And that's not how it went.
I'm sure.
So, like, they were ready to leave, like, in the first 20 minutes.
Oh, I bet. Does he interact with the audience once?
So, I'm going to – I don't mean this in a disrespectful way.
So,
yes,
the answer is no?
No, he does. But I am under the assumption that Thundercat – does nothing but psychedelics all day long.
Oh, okay. So it's a little strung out.
I wouldn't say strung out, just the stream of consciousness is strange.
Because when you go to those jazz shows, either they don't talk or they don't shut up. There's no middle ground with these dudes.
No, he's right.
Because I want to tell you the history of this song that I'm about to play, y'all.
I just played this song with my Dave Brubeck. You take five. Killed Dave Brubeck. I'm telling you that. No, because, like, I'm on concert week, man.
What are you doing now?
Well, I'm going to see James Taylor on Sunday night.
What are you on, the fart tour?
Wait, you think I should go to fart court?
you'll end up in fart court. So you're going to see James Taylor. So you're going to see the same people you just saw.
Possibly, yeah. But no, like, my wife and I never get to go to concerts, and it just kind of worked out that both of these were in the same weekend. But, like, here's what I'm worried about.
What, falling asleep?
Shut up. You are dressed like James Taylor. You look like you came in fourth place in a James Taylor lookalike contest. I've been waiting to see James Taylor my whole life.
Yeah.
I told you
guys. You've never seen him?
Well, no. Oh. I told you. I would always. He comes to town a lot, and every time I was going to go to the show, something always happens.
Yeah.
And I was afraid that, like, the universe was trying to keep me from James Taylor, and when I got tickets, he was going to die before he came.
Well, he is getting up there.
Okay, so we got 3 days. Hold on, Jimmy.
He's got to be in his 80s, right?
I would assume so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, I had such an unbelievable time at Thundercat, even though I cannot wait to see James Taylor, I'm worried that I'm going to be let down. Like, I wish the shows would have been in reverse order.
Oh, and by the way, you're not taking the girls to that.
No, just me and my wife.
Oh, my God.
That's a sexy James Taylor night.
Oh, God.
I'm a steamroller, baby. About to steamroll all over.
I can't imagine being a 14-year-old seeing that.
What? James Taylor is iconic. He
spans to her.
Once James Taylor sings a song, it's his.
James Taylor is their grandpa's music.
James Taylor.
No, their great-grandfather.
No, it's my dad.
Yeah.
My dad loved James Taylor.
No, but James Taylor could have served in Korea.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what he was doing when he was over in Korea?
What are you doing?
But like, yeah, like I can't think of at any point in my life where I would have been like going to a concert where my grandparents would have enjoyed it.
Well, but that's Paul McCartney.
No, my grandparents are way older than Paul McCartney.
Yeah, you
got
to go back to the 50s.
All right, fine.
So you'd have to think of like a big entertainer tonight, like Frankie Valli.
No, hold on, hold on.
I mean, to relate to her experience.
Yeah. You wouldn't go see Frankie Valli? Well, no.
But she wouldn't care as a kid.
Right, as a kid, I'm saying.
Give me, baby. Stay Brubeck. All right. We got a dynamite. Go enjoy whatever it is.
Yeah, enjoy all the old farts.
Kind of break up for you this morning here on CMF. It's Friday. You know what that means.
Oh, creepy time.
Yep, Creep Cab coming at you just after 7 o'clock. Also just after 7. Look, having a tattoo is not unique anymore.
No.
I realize that sounded harsh.
No, but like everybody's got them now.
Yes, I did not mean to make it sound like that. But when you get a tattoo, there is a window of life where the tattoo is expected.
Yes.
An age time.
Yeah.
And someone we know very, very well has decided they are getting a tattoo.
Yeah.
Way outside of that window. Like, alarmingly outside
so
of that.
So he's out on shore leave in Singapore.
If it's the person I'm thinking of, they're in a weird window because that window opens back up again later, would you say?
You have that take.
If you make it. No, I'm saying, like,
dear God.
No, I'm not wishing down anybody.
Yeah,
now, like,
way to go, Dave Brubeck murderer.
But you're getting into, like, fart territory.
We'll get to it just after 7 o'clock here, the breakup on CMF, plus a whole bunch more. But first, Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
Did you see what happened at the zoo this week?
Yeah, I got questions.
Okay.
Are we not good at zooing?
Okay, this had nothing to do.
No, but
this had nothing to do with the
I've
zoo.
I've never heard, somebody tipped it over?
No, not somebody.
I know, but like I thought they could do this on their own.
Well,
what do they do in Africa?
So you obviously
little help over here.
You obviously did not read the story.
Did not.
Because I would think someone your age would be empathizing.
Well, I know it got bullied. They claim it got bullied and knocked over.
Yes, that is a thing.
But like you're a wild animal, man.
Maybe these things, when they get to this age, die when that happens.
How old is it?
See, this is what happens when you just read the headline, you dick.
Well, I don't know how long elephants go.
Well, I'm going to tell you right after this.
Was that elephant at the Thundercat show?
Yeah, it was looking around. We'll get to the story next here in the break room on CMF.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Look, Tommy, I'm with you. I didn't know this was a thing.
Yeah.
But if you read the actual story, it all starts to make sense.
Okay.
A heroic effort by zoo employees this week to make sure that one of its oldest residents was going to be safe and sound.
Oh, I got to get up out of this chair.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, a scary scene at the Seneca Park Zoo earlier this week.
Yeah.
The zoo has an elephant. Her name is Jenny C. Get it?
I got it.
Get it? She is a 47-year-old African elephant. She is a longtime resident of the zoo. Jenny C. has lived at the zoo here in Rochester since 1979.
Damn.
God damn.
Lou Gramm wrote a song about her.
How's it go?
Dirty Gray Elephant. She's a dirty gray elephant. Dirty gray elephant. They then changed it in post. Okay. So on Wednesday, while at a feeding trough,
yeah.
Jenny C was knocked over by another elephant at the zoo.
But I kind of get it, man. Come on, old lady, move.
So, by the way, I'd be careful if I were you. Don't go near the breakfast pizza. Because it seems she is so old, Jenny C could not get back
so
up.
So she fell over.
Yeah, she fell over and could not get up. And unfortunately, the Seneca Park Zoo does not invest in elephant life alert.
Yeah.
Help, I've fallen, and I'm an elephant.
I can't get up.
What do they do when they, how does she get up after she sleeps?
Well, I think she tipped over to the side where maybe like.
Or
when
bad
they,
side?
Well, when they lay down, they might like bend forward, you know
oh,
what I mean?
Right,
like
all
not
right.
tip over to the
like
side.
Like lay on her belly.
Yeah.
All right, so. All
right. I could be wrong, but so that's it, what I assume.
No, I mean, look, that's
how
a good
do you get
theory.
Her up?
That's a good theory. So that's just it. That's what the zoo had to try and figure out because mm-hmm. they, I mean, they obviously can't get like two people to like lift her up.
No.
Kimmy, can you Google what the average female African elephant weighs?
That let herself go. They all do.
Well, bro, I mean, she's 47 now. Who's she trying to impress? They had to put a plan into action.
Yep.
And that plan included a crane.
Man, how embarrassing.
For the elephant? For the,
I know, yeah. For who?
Well, you think that, don't look at me.
Stop.
I used to be beautiful.
By the way, they weigh between 6,000 to 8,000 pounds.
Holy crap.
God damn.
So that's 3 to 4 tons that this elephant weighs.
Yeah, beef.
Couldn't get it.
Elephant meat. Beefy elephant.
Thank you. They formulated the plan. They got a crane. They lifted her back up on her feet. And they say because of the bond that she shares with her employees, Jenny C, being here since 1979, was calm and cool the whole time. She trusted they were doing the right thing. She's back up on her feet.
Okay.
She is undergoing follow-up care. And as far as we know, she's going to be okay.
So how much longer does she go anyway?
Can we Google how long? So she is one of the oldest elephants in conservation care, period.
Wait, in the...
In, like, the world.
The zoo one.
Oh, it says conservation care, so I assume that also means, like...
Because mm-hmm. I'm thinking, I don't want to sound terrible here, but why wouldn't she just... If she's that old, she can't get up anymore. Why wouldn't you put her down?
Well, because Miss Hopkins' class was there. What are you going to do?
Okay.
Don't put down an elephant.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm saying just for the sake of the poor animal, if you can't get up anymore, I mean, you got to get a crane to move it. Why wouldn't you just put it out of its misery?
Well, because it's not like this. It doesn't sound like this is a thing that happens
a health
often.
Issue.
But she's down because she's old.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, bro, I've heard you and watched you try and get out of a chair.
You want to put me down constantly.
I'm trying
to
push
you guys
down.
Put me down all day
oh,
long
no,
in the show.
Oh, no, my butt, my old-ass elephant butt. Oh, no.
So if you fell over, we would just say, well, leave him there. Leave him there to die.
And you would if nobody was looking.
No, but that's the argument we're making here. Like,
she just walked out of the room going, oh, yeah, I didn't hear him.
Your body doesn't work anymore. No, your argument wasn't leave her there. Your argument was to put her down, which, by the way, you're a monster. First
I'm
of
not saying I don't
now.
Mean
to... Time to go.
I don't mean
I think
a cruel
it's
way.
Cruel.
Kill the elephant.
I think it's cruel. The poor animal can't.
Yeah, but she's not suffering.
She was when she was
well,
on the
yeah,
ground.
Yeah, but now she's back on her feet.
If she's you need good. A crane to get up to finish lunch, I think you're suffering.
So you're arguing.
There are people who use walkers.
No, put him down, Kimmy.
Yeah.
He's arguing that everyone that has a life alert bracelet should be dead.
They would balance the budget.
Wow. Wow.
Well, you're all screaming about Medicare.
Okay, so female African elephants in the wild live 60 to 70 years.
Okay.
I don't know about captivity. It seems
I'm thinking
like
they go longer.
It could be shorter. Yeah.
Ow. They're getting better care than not getting hyenas biting their coochies.
Some elephants are into that. No, you know what it is?
Hyenas gnawing on their coochies?
You know what? In captivity, you're not getting your steps in.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
You ever see? You ever
get
see
your
the,
lappers.
See an, the size of the Apple Watch on a 47-year-old African female elephant? Would you guys have wanted to be there to see the elephant fall over?
No, I'd feel terrible for the damn
I thing. Would not want to see it struggle. I love
it. I would think it died.
But it's one of those things where it obviously doesn't happen a lot because they had to come up with a plan to
hey,
fix it.
Hey, what about this other prick elephant that's like knocking things over?
That's a good question.
What about him?
You have to separate him.
Do you have to separate? Well, how do you separate elephants?
Because he'll do it again.
I'll do it again, see? It may have been an accident.
Yeah.
There ain't no accident, man. It pushed it out of the way to get to the food.
Yeah, right, so accident.
So I've seen it's like when your family used to eat.
So when Ryan goes down, we just put him down. Is that what we do? My brother. Sorry, Ryan.
It's funny you picked Ryan.
Well, yeah, I mean, we were all thinking the same guy. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Jenny C., a 47-year-old female African elephant who has lived at the Seneca Park Zoo since 1979, was knocked over on Wednesday at a feeding trough. She apparently was too old to get back up, so they had to come up with a plan. They brought in a crane. They lifted her back up. She is undergoing care right now, but it sounds like, knock on wood, she's going to be okay. And I think the most remarkable thing about this, you know, elephants, very, very, very smart animals.
Mm-hmm. That's what they say.
So they've caught them mourning their dead. Have you seen this?
Mm-hmm.
No.
If an elephant dies in their, like, what do you call a group of elephants? A herd?
Okay. Good enough.
Like, they will take moments to, like, mourn the death of their friend.
How do they know they're mourning?
Because they know it died.
They're just looking at it.
Okay.
Hey, Chuck's not moving. What are you doing? I'm doing mourning, man. Shut up.
Maybe they overheard the conversation that you just had with the elephant.
I could have blown a little tribute to him on my nose.
Yeah, they play taps.
For a guy that claims to love animals so much, like, you should be dropping these facts on us, not the other way around.
But they don't really know they're mourning.
I don't know. I thought they're really, aren't they really smart animals?
They're like the smartest.
They paint and stuff.
Yeah.
They don't really know.
Okay. You are being such a
dick
most
today. Of the stuff, they're just guessing.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to Kimmy about that.
Okay. Talk to Kimmy. Yeah. I'll be quiet.
Kimmy.
What?
You're not Kimmy. I mean, it's possible this was an accident.
Yeah.
But if it was not an accident, if this
was
a plan, what do you mean, what's he saying?
Yeah, they all say, oh, I didn't mean it. Whoa. I just bumped her.
Well, your dad is the elephant now? Yeah. Whoa.
He was a human elephant.
You blow one trunk, you blow them all.
Yeah.
Kimmy, like, how do you keep two 3-ton elephants
away?
Yeah, because
to your point, I think they're really social animals, so I don't know if separating that elephant would be good for it, might cause it to, I don't know, can they be depressed?
Do you think elephants have cliques, like in the zoo?
Well, they run around together as a herd.
No, I understand, but in the wild, you can just
sometimes,
go to another clique if you want to, right?
When
get
zoos
bumped up to a new lunch table.
But how many elephants they got?
I don't know.
I mean, if they only have two.
I think they have a few.
Yeah, they got a handful of elephants.
But that's impossible.
Big hand.
When zoos get a new animal, like an adult animal, they have to like slowly introduce them sometimes to like the other animals that have been there, and sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. So I don't know if that applies to elephants too, but I know like sometimes they'll talk about how we're hoping that they fit in with the group of animals that's already here, and yeah, like if it doesn't work, I don't think that they really keep them.
All right, so let's say hypothetically you're going to bring in a new elephant,
yeah,
right, to the herd, right? And you're trying to, do you think the elephants know they have to fit in?
Like, is there social circles that?
No, if you start a new job, there are certain things you'll do,
mm-hmm,
right, to try and impress other people. Like, what do elephants do? Because, again, they're very smart. Maybe they're aware, like, I have to fit in with this group of people. How do I get them to like me?
What skill would they bring out?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what an elephant's life is like. I mean,
it looks pretty slow and you just eat leaves all day.
You're describing yourself again.
Like, you had to, like, impress them with your elephantness?
Maybe they do certain things.
I would figure, like, do the females get along better with each other? Or is it male-female? Do the males get along better together? I mean, how do they all interact?
Is it like lions where there's only one male and a bunch of females?
I don't know.
Thanks. I love how you're running your mouth. You know nothing about elephants.
Wait, that doesn't make no sense.
Why?
There's one lion. Well, no, and there's female.
There's like the main lion.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then there's other male lions, but they don't get along.
Bitch ass lion.
But then there's like the cubs.
I thought it was like one lion, and then like as that lion got older, a new younger lion came in and tried to.
That's
take
Disney's
that
version
lion
of lions. There's more than one dude hanging out.
I have
king
watched.
Who's the king of the jungle? Actually,
tiger? No, lion? I don't know.
No,
but
what
they
are you talking
about?
Jungles. The Lion King?
No, what's king of the jungle?
Yeah,
it's
what
a tiger
is it? Is
that a lion?
No, lion's king of the jungle. Right?
Which is weird because elephants look pretty big. You would think that guy's the king of the jungle.
Yeah, true.
Do elephants live in jungles?
No, I don't, that's what I was just saying. Actually, do lions live?
They live in Africa and in India.
Yeah, but it's not. Oh, not all of them are jungles.
But it's like sweaty.
Well, it's a plain.
They live in very sweaty areas.
There's a difference between a desert and a jungle, you
right,
dumbass.
But no, I think they live in both. Yeah, no, man.
Yeah, no, man.
I watched Tarzan and there was elephants.
Okay, you just laughed at me because I had a theory that you based on a Disney movie. You go, I watched Tarzan.
Tarzan was authentic. Tarzan was a dude, man. Johnny Weissmuller was a guy.
Tarzan was a dude. Breaking news.
By the way, from New York.
We're nailing it today.
Johnny Weissmuller, Dave Brubeck.
Dave Brubeck, Thundercat.
By
fart,
the way.
Whole fart tour, James Taylor.
Dirty white elephant,
gray
all elephant.
All the African elephants at the Seneca Park Zoo are female.
Oh, they don't have
three.
A dude.
Yeah.
Is it because they're afraid they're going to get pregnant?
Maybe. I don't know. Or do the females get along better in packs?
It's a good question.
Herds?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not usually. They start out liking each other, then they'll just start crapping over each other.
The weirdest part.
What?
Is when they got to shut down the zoo every Tuesday night at 9 so they can watch Below Deck. All right, let's take a break. Look,
we've solved nothing.
Well, yeah, I don't think anyone
expected
us. The elephant's
fine, though, so that's good news.
Yes, and I don't think anyone expected us to solve the elephant issue,
No, but we learned some stuff.
If anything, we just confused people more.
Oh, we didn't learn anything. We just ran our mouth.
Elephant is the king of the jungle.
Nope, shut up.
All right. Also lives in India.
All right, I know you're in a special mood today.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know what happened to you. I don't know your life.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Rochester, New York has a long history of professional sports success. We also have a long history of losing sports teams that were at one time beloved.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the situation we might be looking at here. But the moment that team leaves, whatever team it is, that's not when you feel it. You feel it down the road when you realize maybe what could have been.
Yeah, the emptiness.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So we don't normally talk lacrosse here on the show, but there is a potential situation brewing.
Okay.
The Rochester Nighthawks are up for sale.
Oh.
The team, which was most recently owned by the Pegula family, is going to go to the highest bidder. And for those who don't know, the Pegulas at one point not only owned the Nighthawks, but also the Buffalo Bandits lacrosse team who play in the same league. The Nighthawks came along with their purchase of the Rochester Americans, and I think they wanted to try and keep lacrosse here in Rochester as long as they could, so that's why they did it. But owning two teams in the same league, an hour away from each other, isn't really a great idea.
Okay.
So the Pegulas company put out a statement saying they are putting them up for sale. They want the Nighthawks to stay in Rochester, but that's about where it ended.
Okay.
And in theory, anyone who buys this team, as long as the league approves it, which I don't know why they wouldn't, could put the team wherever they wanted to. So there are now serious questions, depending on who buys the Nighthawks, if this team, which has existed in Rochester since 1995, will play another game in this town ever again.
So do they still play at the arena?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't even know.
You drive by it every day.
I don't know where they play.
There's a big billboard, video billboard, that plays their highlights advertising their home games.
I never look at that damn thing.
Okay. Kimmy.
Yeah.
It would be weird not to have them here.
Yeah. No, I know. Because I always thought, especially because maybe, what was it, like 10, 15 years ago, they were like on a run of winning championships and stuff. I mean, like they were.
It might have been longer than that. I think.
No, it was about 15.
Okay. All right.
Because they were winning up until that original team was moved.
Yeah. So the version of the Nighthawks we have here is actually the second version.
Because I thought they did leave.
They never left. They just sent the franchise to another city.
And then they kind of like rebranded.
Okay. It's complicated.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But Kimmy, it may also be weird for us to lose the Nighthawks because we were coming of age when indoor lacrosse was like the cool
booming
new thing.
Yeah. But it sounds like it's run its course too.
Well, I mean, not in every town. Buffalo, for example, they just won a championship. They sell out the Key Bank Center for these lacrosse
games. So it's always been like that. But then here it's been hit or miss.
It's just weird.
I think they have a pretty loyal. I mean, I guess I haven't been in a little while, but every time I went, it was always like a pretty packed house.
And when we were kids, they were selling those. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe they're not selling again, but they were. The house was always full.
Yeah, it had a big run.
All right. So yeah. Rochester is a proud sports city. The Red Wings and the Amerks are always the first team that comes to mind.
Yeah.
Teams that come to mind. But we have a laundry list of teams that we had and then lost.
Mm.
And I guess my question is this. 252-WCMF, 252-9263, which former team do you miss the most?
Oh.
Because if we go down a quick list, right? Soccer, we had the Lancers in the 70s. We had the Rhinos in their heyday. The women had the Western New York Flash. That was supposed to be a big thing.
It should have been.
In basketball, we had the Zeniths of the 70s. We had the Rochester Royals of the 50s, if you're still alive to remember that. You may need a crane to pick you up if you get knocked over at the feeding trough. Razor Sharks in the 2000s.
Right.
Football, we had the Rochester Raiders.
Yeah.
And we had the...
But that was indoor, right?
Yeah. It's only been indoor football in Rochester. The Rochester Brigade also played in the Arena Football Minor League.
Oh.
You remember the Brigade?
No.
You don't remember the Brigade?
Wait, they had a minor league for a minor league sport?
AFL. Remember the Arena Football League?
Right.
Bon Jovi had a...
Yeah.
Team. They had a lower league called AF2, which had the Rochester Brigade in it. They played at the Blue Cross Arena.
So the Rochester Raiders, I remember they played in the Armory.
Yeah. This was different.
So that was a completely different league.
That was the Great Lakes Indoor Football League or something.
Man, how the hell do you remember that?
I like sports. What do you want from me? We also, by the way, for those who don't know, we also had one of the earliest NFL teams ever, the Rochester Jeffersons.
Wait, from the NFL?
You didn't know that?
No, I did not.
We had an NFL
team. Was this like the birth of the NFL?
Yeah, it was early on.
Like everything was on horseback?
The Rochester Jeffersons were an NFL
team. Where's that picture?
There's a couple of them. I have a Rochester Jeffersons jersey.
It's got to look ridiculous.
It's awesome. It looks like a hockey jersey. It's a sweater. It says Jeffs.
Yeah, I was going to say, because they don't even look like they're playing football.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
God. Well, it didn't look like football teams back then. They wore, like, stockings really? And, like, oh, yeah. Buckled shoes.
So it's like when you walk into work every day.
Yes. Yeah, I could have been their manager.
Kimmy, of those franchises we were just talking about, if you could pick one that would have stayed around forever, which one would it have been?
Oh, the Royals by far.
Okay,
I think that's only because I never got to experience it. I mean, it just seemed like such a cool concept to me to have like a professional basketball team in Western New York, period.
I mean, to your point, oh, I forgot about Rattlers outdoor lacrosse too. My apologies.
Okay.
Thanks, Steve. To your point, like whenever Syracuse or whenever they do those like college games where like Bonas comes and plays somebody, or they used to do those preseason games with the Cavs, right? Like, it is electric in the Blue Cross Arena.
Yeah.
So to have our own team, and we probably would have had a better arena, we would have had to build a new arena.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
So you're right. But outside of the Royals, because that's a far, far
bridge. Sure, I mean, that would have been a reach. You're talking about lower level
minor
teams.
League sports teams.
Yeah.
Of the ones that we lost, which one do you wish we would have held on to?
I mean, I do think this town could really support lacrosse of a lot of places in the country, so maybe one of the lacrosse teams.
Okay, because that professional lacrosse team, the league that the Rattlers play in, they get national television appearances now.
Great. The Nighthawks.
No, the Rochester Rattlers,
team.
The outdoor team that played at the soccer stadium.
Oh, okay.
For a while. Like they were Rochester was on national television a couple of times when the Rattlers at the end were here.
Damn.
They played the games on ESPN.
I mean, as much as I loved the Rhinos games as a kid, I only remember it from like a kid's point of view. Like I just remember liking hanging out at the games. I don't really remember so much how the soccer was.
But like you bring up the Rhinos, like those games were an event.
Right. I mean, it was a party.
And like minor league soccer players were name athletes in
this town. Yeah, they were.
Right?
But then again, it just like evaporated.
But it's so strange because it was so successful, Tommy.
Yeah.
There was a legitimate chance that Rochester, New York was going to get a major league soccer franchise.
There was talk of it.
So was it the new stadium that buried them?
Well, that's when it went away. And don't forget, you had the women here with Abby.
Yeah.
At her heyday, and it didn't work.
Oh, you're even forgetting. It's right after they came off their World Cup championship.
That's what I'm saying. She was a name. She came back here. She was the greatest soccer player of all time.
Yeah.
And it still didn't work.
It is very strange, and maybe it was a little ahead of its time, because you look at what the WNBA is doing now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're
yeah,
everywhere. Right.
That's what you should get.
A WNBA team?
Yeah.
I think we're too small. They're all playing in major cities.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, I mean, if you talk about the Western New York Flash, that female soccer team that was here, like, 10, 15 years ago. They're coming off the World Cup win. Mm. Not only do you have Abby Wambach, the greatest
all time.
Of all time from here. Was it Alex Morgan, who was another amazing player?
She played here. The U.S. team played here, and she came for that. I don't think she If I remember correctly, I think she was just here for like those kind of games. Gotcha. Like, I don't know if she was actually on the team.
But every game that you would see, there would be multiple Olympians from all over the world, named players, the best female soccer players on the planet in Rochester playing. And it doesn't make sense that it didn't work.
It tanked.
I don't get it.
Do you think it was the venue that killed soccer here?
Well, that venue did not.
I mean, you lost all the Rhinos fans, which, again, was huge here at one point. And I just don't think it was a place people wanted to go to.
It got a bad rap right out of the gate.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be. Because, like, if you look at even the stuff outside of just the actual game, because I know there are going to be people, nobody wants to watch women's sports. I'm not going to argue with you. Women's soccer, girls' soccer in Rochester.
It's always been huge.
Huge!
Yeah.
So just the youth teams coming should have been able to support that.
But they didn't. Yeah. They didn't go.
252 WCMF, as we talk about the Rochester Nighthawks lacrosse team up for sale, there's no guarantee they're going to play another game here in Rochester ever, which is weird because when Kimmy and I were growing up, like, it was the hot new thing, the place to be, right? You had lots of great lacrosse players from Rochester that ended up spending time playing for them, which was also cool. All right, how about this?
What's that?
Because Kimmy said you would have wanted to keep the Royals, the NBA team in Rochester.
NBA.
All right. Tommy, if you could have an NBA or an NFL team, because the Jeffersons were also here, which one would you have wanted?
Well, you'd take football, probably.
We wouldn't have the Bills if the Jeffersons stayed.
Right. I mean, you got the Bills already, though.
Right.
So, well, no, but the Bills would have never shown up.
You don't think?
Oh, so no, you're not going to have. So we had an NFL franchise, not Buffalo.
I mean,
you would take the NFL.
So you would rather have our own NFL team in Rochester?
Well, it's the most popular sport in this country. Why wouldn't you take that? That's the one you hope works.
Well, because
you would draw from Buffalo and Syracuse.
Here's why, though. We would have our NFL team, but we would have no professional basketball. We'd be in the same situation we are now. If we kept the Royals, you have the Bills an hour away. You have the Royals here in town.
I'm taking the NFL.
Okay.
Take the gold ship, man.
Take the gold ship. You still wouldn't have gone to any
games. You would get high-speed rail. You would get all that stuff you wanted because you would want those fans coming in to see those games.
We get high-speed rail? They have a team in Buffalo. No high-speed rail.
No, you would because you would want it from Syracuse end because you would draw from Syracuse.
At one point.
So you'd put it in.
Okay.
Hell, you might draw from Albany.
Hell!
You got Thundercat out there doing the national anthem.
No, he's not even that good. To the point about the Rochester Jeffersons, Dan writes us on Facebook. This is all a fantasy talk.
Oh, no kidding, man.
The NFL or the NBA would never stay here. Hold on, though.
That would be my fear, too, with a higher level league sport here. Like, there would always be the fear of losing it. I feel like we would be a market where there would always be talks of us losing that team.
You may be very well right. You're right. That being said, the greater Rochester area is 3 times larger than Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I did not.
Well, Green Bay is a really small town.
It's tiny, tiny,
it's
tiny.
Like, it's like Greece.
So, like, you know, just walk down this fantasy with me, right? Like, we have the Rochester Jeffersons early on in the NFL, like the Packers exist.
Yeah.
If the investment would have been there, if you build this culture around this team, if you had a...
You make it iconic.
Yes, but even like an iconic player,
like
iconic coaches...
Like would have been the Jeff.
Yes,
the Jeffs.
It would have, the Jeffs. I mean, we wouldn't have the Bills, but to say that it would have been impossible with Green Bay existing the way that it does, that's not totally true. Dan! I mean, Green Bay exists. It could have happened. Yeah. I'm saying it's likely, but it could have.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, too, because now we're getting people crapping all over the Nighthawks because you started running your mouth.
Well, I didn't say nothing about the Nighthawks.
Maybe you should start going to games. It is important to remember that nothing with any minor league team is ever guaranteed.
Well, yeah.
Lest we not forget.
Lest we not.
The Rochester Red Wings have existed here since 1899. They almost left town in the 50s when the Cardinals, who were their parent company, put them up for sale.
Oh.
And if it weren't for Maurice Silver putting up a ton of money and selling stock to fans, they would be another team on this list that left.
Yeah.
We may not even have AAA minor league baseball if it wasn't for the Silver family. We may not have any minor league sports because the Wings would have left before the Amherst showed up, and maybe they don't see Rochester as a viable minor league sports city, right? I mean, like, to sit here and go, why don't you go to the games? The Red Wings are some of the most popular game. Like, it's the most popular thing to do on a weekend here.
Oh, yeah, in the summertime.
Yeah. And you're sitting here going, oh, well, there's reasons why these teams leave. Dave Brubeck, take five. Like, if the Wings don't stay, if Maurice Silver doesn't sell stock.
He pulls out.
We could be Binghamton.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Yeah.
You want to be Binghamton?
No.
No, you don't want to be Binghamton.
No.
No! We'll finish on this.
What's that?
Ian writes us on Instagram, Ian. Duffy. WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Man, I would be so sad if the Nighthawks went to another city. I remember going to their games as a kid, having the time of my life. Watching all those guys as a kid is a huge reason I went on to play ball. Joe Walters, Dan Dawson, Cody Jamison, those were my idols.
Sounds like he doesn't go to the games, though. Sounds like he went as a kid and doesn't go now.
He's doing it again.
No, because he would have said that.
Now he's pointing at me.
Well, I also think then they did a really good job of giving kids access to those players. And maybe they still do now.
They were just regular guys, man.
But like, I remember my brother coming home with like autographs and stuff and the jerseys, and
that was a big deal as a kid. Sure. But like, think about this. Like, there's a couple of towns that have always traditionally had really good lacrosse programs for like, you know, half a century. Irondequoit is the one that stands out, right? But I think you can argue the explosion of lacrosse across the greater Rochester area.
I thought it was because of Syracuse.
Syracuse
had a really good lacrosse program.
But they've had a great lacrosse program since the 40s.
But I thought that's where this influence came from. Because even Jim Brown played lacrosse. He was the best lacrosse player in the history of that time.
Yes, they do say he was a better lacrosse player than a football player. But Jim Brown played lacrosse in the 50s.
Yeah, but I thought like it has always been here.
I think it's more the Native American influence.
That too.
In this area, that's why it's so big in Canada also. But I'm saying like the Nighthawks blowing up here in Rochester made kids in West Side town specifically, because there was no lacrosse when I was growing up on the West Side.
But you didn't understand the game. It looked too foreign to you.
I mean, it is remarkable to think how fast it's come, lacrosse specifically. Like, city schools now have lacrosse teams, and they have good lacrosse teams.
Yeah.
It's mind-blowing. Mind-blowing.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.